And now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's KALW's Julie Kane.
All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
Almost there. Got it.
And there's actually dog paws down there too, so when we have our dog running, we make her touch those dog paws.
Think you recognize that? To tell you more, we sent KALW's Jordan Winters underneath the Golden Gate Bridge.
At one end of Crissy Field in San Francisco is a small wooden plaque fastened to a chain-link fence. It's nicknamed Hopper's Hands for the pair of brightly painted hand shapes on its surface. For over 15 years, throngs of people have made contact with the plaque. It acts as an informal checkpoint. Runners come from all around the city to give the hands a good slap before turning around to finish their runs. I meet June Karesma, who's on a run with his family. They started from their home in Russian Hill.
Well, ever since we've been running to the Golden Gate Bridge, it's a good halfway point. And usually we just, you know, it's kind of like everybody pretty much knows to touch the hands before you return. And then there's actually dog paws down there too. So when we have our dog running, we make her touch those dog paws.
The Karesmas are just some of the weekend warriors who pass through. Many runners training for the San Francisco Marathon visit this point. The sound of watches clocking personal records are very common. On the flip side, plenty of nonchalant tourists and casual walkers find amusement in this little plaque that acts as an encouraging high five. I chat with Harry and Janet Chapman, who are out on their weekly stroll with their dog.
We're not runners, but I know it's for runners, but still, it's just we take this walk a lot and it's just a tradition.
The Chapman's dog, Dottie, may not have touched the wall, but she still gets credit for making the trip.
Speak, 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 speak.
Though the plaque seems like a lighthearted feature of Crissy Field, the place around it has a more serious side. I spot David Heron standing alone, staring through the fog into the dark greenish water.
Yeah, I also scattered my grandma and grandpa's ashes under the bridge 5 years ago. So I get to come here and say hi to them, too.
Alfred Hitchcock must have seen this same mysterious beauty in this spot years ago. He made it the backdrop to one of his most famous scenes in his film, Vertigo. That splash was actress Kim Novak jumping into the freezing bay water from the exact spot Hopper's Hands is today. In the movie, Novak survives, but the Bridge Rail Foundation reports 30 people a year jump from the bridge and do not have the same outcome. I was curious what people knew about the history of this place and about Ken Hopper, the man whose name is inscribed on the plaque.
So, do you know who Hopper is?
And while a few visitors weren't sure,
I'm hoping he was a runner a long time ago.
Most of the locals knew the story well. Here's Harry Chapman again.
Well, it was a bridge worker that noticed that runners couldn't run around the Fort Point any longer after this heightened security. And so he noticed that they would come and then, you know, run back. So he put those up, is my understanding.
Ken Hopper was indeed an iron worker on the Golden Gate Bridge for 30 years. He retired, but part of his job was being on the bridge suicide rescue squad. Every night, one member of the squad is on call and ready to rush to the bridge if someone is perched on the ledge. In an interview with Runner's World magazine, Hopper denied that the plaque was a symbol of his work on the squad. For others, the topic of suicide looms over this place, especially for tour guide Sahi Chadley, who comes by here with tourists all the time. Chadley had a friend who attempted suicide off the Golden Gate Bridge.
He made it his life goal to like help people with depression and suicide. So it has a mysterious kind of dark side to it, but then it's really cool that 18 billion cars have traveled across the bridge since it's open. So it's a great thing for commerce and ideas. So I couldn't imagine our skyline without it.
Joy Fan has been running along this path for a few years now, but I was the first one to tell her about Hopper's story.
It just humanizes the you know, traditions of San Francisco. I think so many people, tourists especially, we love to see the city for its beauty, its, you know, the Golden Gate Bridge, its landmarks, but to be able to understand who this guy was, I mean, it'll make me think of the hands in a whole different way.
Stories like Hopper's help remind her that it's important to run in places with some history to them.
What I love is running, because you get to see everything. I mean, if you're in a car, you miss out on people on the streets and what matters to them.
After hearing all these stories, I couldn't resist also participating in the tradition and went out with my friend Alex Campo to enjoy the space and pay our own respects to Kent Hopper.
First one to touch it wins.
Oh, okay.
In San Francisco, I'm Jordan Winters for Cross Currents.
Thanks, Jordan. That's a great story. And a lot of you knew exactly where we recorded this week. Our winner is Brenda Austin. She's been running there for many years. Congratulations, Brenda. We're going to send you a KALW t-shirt, and maybe you can wear it on your next run. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks for playing. I'm Julie Kane.